But there's another type of offering, and that's called a shlamim. A shlamim comes to bring shalom, to bring peace. And in fact, the korban toida and the el nazir, which have already been mentioned, Thanksgiving offering, the ram that's offered by a Nazirite, those are also shlamim, but they're only brought on special occasions. There is other shlamims that are not bought on any specific occasion or for any specific reason, but rather just because you're happy. And they symbolize this gladsome, unclouded joy of life. These general shlamims are distinguished from any other type of offering, inasmuch as you can eat them for longer, and there's more time to enjoy them, to share them. It's a time of enjoyment and celebration in who we are and what we've achieved in life. Although the Taida and the El Nazir do not explicitly involve guilt or atonement or anything like that, nonetheless, there is a certain connotation of the sense of inadequacy in the performance of what we're meant to do. So, for example, Rav Hirsch explains, as a rule, danger and suffering have as their goal the purification and improvement of the personality of the person afflicted. We go through something difficult, challenging, dangerous, and the goal is to grow as a result of it. Similarly, the vows taken by the Nazir have as their purpose the strengthening of the Nazir's moral fiber through physical abstinence. They want to grow, they want to develop, they want to become something more, implying in some way that they're lacking in a certain area. Because there is something solemn with the Taida and the El Nazir, because it comes as a result of a challenge or is it something dangerous or because you want to abstain, they have the same time period as a Chatas or an Asham, a sin offering or a guilt offering. On the other hand, a Shlomim offering, this peace offering, they can be eaten in any desired place. And therefore, they bring some of the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash into the humble home in which they're consumed. Yes, they have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but anywhere in Yerushalayim. So in essence, you're bringing some of the Beis HaMikdash into your home, or you're turning your home into a Beis HaMikdash because you're eating a korban in your house. And therefore, in the same manner, when you're talking about the amount of time you have to eat these korbanos, what you do is you combine an ordinary day, which is sundown to sundown, shkia to shkia, with a day as reckoned in the Beis HaMikdash, which is sunrise to sunrise. And you combine them to make one unit of time. That means you've got 2 days and one night. The period in which you can eat a korban shlamim includes a sanctuary day, a day as it's reckoned in the Beis HaMikdash, which is morning to morning, and a regular Jewish day, nighttime to nighttime. So what does that mean? We're combining both. The succession of day, night, and the next day combines the order of the night following the day and the day following the night, which essentially means we are now combining life inside the Beis HaMikdash with life outside the Beis HaMikdash. As we've said, you're turning your home into a Beis HaMikdash by eating korbanos there. You're extending the time period to combine those two elements. Your home becomes a mikdash, your table becomes a mizbeach. You're elevating, you're rising. You're bringing Hashem into your life. That's a korban shlamim, that's shlemus, that's completion, that's shalom. There's nothing more spiritual than that. A person can eat meat, but it's sacrificial meat. It's kodshim. It's from the Beis HaMikdash. It's from Hashem's table. And they eat it at home, the most sublime holiness possible.